Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Dmai, Daf Lamed Beis, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in beginning, Havalacha Hei. Says the Mishnah, Hanoisen lepundokis, person who gives to a woman who's an innkeeper, and is giving her fruits, so the chashash is that maybe she exchanges it. So that's why Maiseh Shanoisen lo, whatever he gives to her, he needs to do Maiseh before he gives to her. Ve'etshu noitri menon, whatever he takes back, he should Maiseh again. V'ishi chashud lechalaf. Because of the chashash, we suspect that she exchanged it. So I don't want her to eat not something which is not misukon, so he has to fix it before he gives it to her. And now when he took it back, it may be her fruits, so he has to misakon, he has to fix it. And the reason we care about what she does, as Reb Chaim points out, with the Gemara in the Bavli tells us, this pundokis, this innkeeper, she's not doing it because she wants to steal. She's doing it for the benefit of the guest. She wants to make the best food. So let's say she took from him wheat to make bread. And now she sees it's getting a little raw, she's getting it not fresh. She says, you know, I'll give him the better bread. I want to give him my portion to make his food better. So therefore, you have to fix what you give to her and you have to fix what you take from her back. We're not responsible for a ramai, for a cheater, for a thief. At the end of the day, she's stealing. It doesn't have to be mice what he gives to her. If she goes and exchanges it, that's her problem. She's not supposed to exchange it. Whatever he takes back should be ma'aser mimonav shach. If it's his original fruits, he didn't do ma'aser before. If it's not original fruits, so he has to be ma'aser because it's her fruits. Only for himself should be ma'aser, not for her. Sok the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shneim Omru Dovar Echad. Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, and Rav Shimon Gamliel in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, they said a similar thing. The same way Rabbi Yosi says, we're not responsible for the Ramoyim, for the thieves. Ken Rav Shimon Gamliel said the same thing regarding what? Regarding Kerem Revai. Kerem Revai means a vineyard which was planted, now it's his fourth year. So you have to make a special sign with mud to show that it's Kerem Revai, so people should not come and eat from it. So says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's only in Shemitah where people are allowed to go and take fruits of their friend. But if it's a regular year, I don't have to come and put a sign. Anybody who's a thief or anybody who's coming and stealing from his friend, it's his problem. I'm not going to come and stop him from eating Kerem Revai. Says the Gemara, Mistabri Rabbi Yosi Yoidi Rav Shimon Gamliel. I agree that Rabbi Yosi agrees Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yosi said over here that I'm not Cheshish Tar Amoim by a pundokis, by an innkeeper. He will agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel, of course, by Kerem Revai, that I don't care about the Amoim, they're going into the field of their friend. Rav Shimon Gamliel lo Yoidi Rabbi Yosi. Rav Shimon Gamliel not necessarily agrees with Rabbi Yosi. As we said before, Rabbi Yosi agreed to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel lo yoid Rabbi Yosi she'ein de'chaver lo yois moitzi mibeis odova she'enu mesukon. Here it's a little different. Here the chaver is giving fruits to the innkeeper. So at the end of the day, he's taking fruits from his house and is giving bayadayim to her hand and is giving something she'enu mesukon. He's giving something which is not fixed. So it's an issue in what he's giving. A chaver is always very careful. The rule is that a chaver is careful that any fruit that come out of his house are fixed. He doesn't cause problems to other people by dying, by giving it to their hand. So there's a very big difference in our case, the case of Kerem Revai. Kerem Revai, the fruits are in the field. Someone's going into the field and stealing. There, Shimon Gamliel says, I'm not a chori for this ramai. But in our case, that the chaver is giving it in his hand to the pundokis, the fruits, yes, she's doing something not right by exchanging it. But he's l'maisa taking dovah shenim misukah mitachas yodoy, something which is not fixed out of his hand, that a chaver doesn't do. And now Shimon Gamliel may agree with Rabbanon that he should do maisa before he takes it out of his hand. Returning now to Amud Beis, Amud Beis, halacha vav in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, noisen lechamoisa, person gives his mother-in-law fruits. Maisa shonoisen lo ve'et shonoitel yimeno. Whatever he gives her, he needs to ma'aser. Whatever he takes back, he needs to ma'aser. Pishi chashudo lechalef es hamiskalkel. Here, you suspect that she may be exchanging it because when something got ruined, something got spoiled, she got from her son-in-law some fruits or wheat that became bad. So she said, you know what, I'll give her the better fruit. I'll take for myself the bad and give the good to my son-in-law and to her daughter. She wants her daughter to have the right thing, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law to give him something bad. She's going to think that the son-in-law will think it's her fault that the fruits went bad. Rabbi Yehuda says that's only by Meiser. But by Shemitah, we have no chashash. She'ein chashudu la'achlif la'achlif debita shviz. We're not chashash that she exchanged it with fruits of Shemitah. Because in Rabbi Yehuda holds, in his place, in his location of Yehuda, people were very careful of Shemitah. So even in the mother-in-law exchange it, she never exchanged it with Shemitah fruits because everybody was very careful about Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, of kadmiso al daite de Rabbi Yehuda. The beginning of the Mishnah is also Rabbi Yehuda. It's not two shittas. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the beginning of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda omar, noisel lechamoisa ke noisel lepundokis. So Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no difference between giving to a pundokis, to an innkeeper, or to the mother-in-law. In both cases, you choshesh that maybe they exchange it. Therefore, you have to do ma'isa before you give it, and ma'isa after you took it back. Rabbanan na'am, Rabbanan say, noisel lechamoisa ke noisel leshchinosoi. Giving to the mother is not like giving to an innkeeper, it's like giving to a neighbor. We're not choshesh, we're not afraid that maybe she exchanged it. Kado de tani, like we saw, hanoisin l'shchinoso pas lefoisloi, he gives to his neighbor wheat to beat or dough to create a bread, tavshila soisloi, or he gives them ingredients in order to create a tavsha, to create a dish. Ain't a choshesh lo mishu shvis, v'lo mishu marshas. Not choshesh, she exchanged it for fruits of shmito or fruits that have a problem nicer. And we'll say, when do we say that? Bisman shenosan lo se'or v'tavon. Davki gave her yeast and gave her the spices. In other words, he gave her all the ingredients she needs. Avahim lo nesan lo se'or v'tavon. If he didn't give her all the ingredients, if some of the ingredients are missing, choshesh mishum shvis mishum maisus. Now he's choshesh that if she needs to put some ingredients from herself, maybe she put in from shmito and from maiser, and he has to be choshesh to that. Says the Gemara, macha moisu mineyu sinu minen nesuin. Is when you speak about a mother-in-law, is it only after he got married? Or also when he's engaged in a Torah-dik way, meaning that he did Kiddushin, Eirusin, a real Eirusin of the Torah, do we say in that case also we have the same assumption that the mother-in-law is trying to exchange to make it better? Says the Shreina Minado, let's learn from the following. We said regarding Shemitah, the Rabbi Yehuda says that b'Shemitah we're not choshesh that the mother-in-law exchanged the fruits. Shani tamon ben min eirusin ben min nesuin. Is there any difference there between eirusin and nesuin? Obviously not, because the Rabbi Yehuda says that in his location people are very careful about Shemitah, so I'm not choshesh that the mother-in-law exchanged the fruits for fruits of Shemitah. So if the same way there, we're not differentiating between eirusin and nesuin. Ufachos also here l'shani ben min eirusin ben min nesuin. There's no difference here between eirusin and nesuin. In both cases, we assume that the chamoisoi, that the mother-in-law, exchanged the fruits for something which is not mehusar, and therefore, the one who gives her the fruits needs to do ma'isa before he gives it, and he needs to do ma'isa again once he takes it back. Hadron aloch perek ma'achilin sanim, finished over here the third perek. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai, Daf Lamed Beis.